This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, March 3, 2021. Wednesday in the second week of Lent, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Come, let us strike him.
May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Come, let us strike him. Sounds as if they were talking about our Lord, as he prophesied that they would do. But those are the words that Jeremiah speaks to God. Why? Because that is the response of the world when they are confronted with their evil. They can't say anything that would defend themselves, nor can they refute what is presented to them. So what is the only recourse but to strike? Let's strike. Come, let us make plots against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. This prayer that Jeremiah said, and that's what he's doing, he's talking to God, is a prayer of vengeance. Here's three verses, Jeremiah 18 through 20, that are read in this reading. But I'd suggest reading Jeremiah 18 from 18 on. Jeremiah is very adamant in what he would like the Lord to do in response to these who are conspiring against him. It is a prayer of vengeance. Now, we should not desire vengeance. Jeremiah is not doing, well, why would Jeremiah be doing something sinful? It's a prayer of vengeance, but it's also tempered with an understanding of he's just asking that what is going to happen eventually happen sooner than later in his case. He's scared. It doesn't matter who you are, how holy you may be, how close to perfection you may be. When you're looking at someone conspiring to kill you in this world, you want some recompense. This is what Jeremiah is asking. It is a prayer of vengeance, and it is in Scripture. So we ought not feel bad when we want God, but we need to temper it when we want God to exact for us justice, because we're not asking for it. It's a prayer of vengeance. It's a prayer asking for God's justice to be done. It's like the imprecatory Psalms. The imprecatory Psalms, those Psalms that the Holy Spirit gives us to call down God's cursings on his enemies. They are not prayers that we want to do someone harm. It is a prayer for the exercise of God's justice to be done. This is what we desire, is God's justice to be done. Not that someone's going to be hurt, because we actually pray and ask for just the opposite of that. We don't want anyone to be hurt. We want the people to be all on the same sheet of music. But that is rarely the case. And when people are not on the right sheet of music, they have this tendency to strike out, because, as I said, they have no other response. I quite often harp on, why do we not read certain things in the lectionary? Because they cannot be denied. They cannot be argued against. So what is the response? We just won't say anything about it. We won't say it. That way the people will forget about it. No, they won't. And they should not. We have to understand that the same thing applies when we talk about this idea of calling God's justice down in the world. It's going to be done, and it's going to be very righteous. It's going to be perfect justice. But we need to appreciate the fact that it must be in God's timing. But it doesn't keep us from asking for it, all right? We need to present to people, as Jeremiah did. It's a confrontation. Jeremiah confronted them with their evil. All the prophets confronted them with their evil, and they all received the same response. Our Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty himself, came down and confronted them with their evil. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Time and time again, he confronts them with their evil. And what is their response? The same exact thing. Come, let us strike him. That's the only response. Two responses that you can make, either to the truth. Either ignore it, don't speak about it, and if they continue to speak about it, strike them. Those are the two options. This is what we're living in our day. We have to appreciate that. This plot that was against Jeremiah was not because they didn't like Jeremiah personally. They hated his message. They hated his message. Even in our own church, we've got people that aren't, many, a lot of people who hate the message of righteousness, a message that presents the Catholic faith as it has always been presented. You're mean-spirited. You're rigid. You get, what is our response to that? Did I always say, thank you. Thank you. Last time I heard that we were supposed to build our faith on a rock, I can't remember ever having the experience of a rock that was not rigid. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the chief corner stone on which the houses are built, and you are stones. Stones are rigid by nature. That's what we're supposed to be. So when you say that about me, thank you very much. I'm trying. I'll try harder. This is the message. It's a hard message. It's a hard message to present to people that they are not living in accord with God's will, that they're living outside of his will, that their souls are in danger. I don't know how many times I've been confronted by people who head nod a proper presentation of the message until all of a sudden one of their children gets involved in something like that, and all of a sudden it's, oh my gosh, he's questioning my child's salvation. How dare you? How rigid of you? That's the reality of things. And if you don't shut up about it, then I'm going to do the opposite. I will strike, literally or figuratively, sometimes both. You need to prepare yourself for that if you're going to present the message of Jeremiah, because the message of Jeremiah is the message of Jesus Christ. It is a message of Scripture. It is a message of the gospel. You notice, if you are attentive to what Jeremiah says, he quotes his enemies. Come, let us make plots against Jeremiah. The law shall not perish from this priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophets. Kind of interesting that technically speaking, those three things in Hebrew speak of the three sections of the Hebrew Bible. The law, the prophets, and the writings. The law, the prophets, and the wisdom. As you see, the law will not perish from the priest, nor the counsel from the wise, wisdom, nor the word from the prophet, the prophets. Those three things can never be suspended. They are never going to go away. It doesn't matter how many people you kill that are presenting that message, the law, the prophets, and the writings. No matter how many of them you kill, no matter how much you want to ignore it, they're never going to go away. They're never going to be suspended because, oh, the world knows so much more now about this sin and that sin. We try to justify it. No, it is horrendous. It is an abomination and affront to God. And the message of the true Catholic will always condemn it. That is the message. Condemnation of sin. That's why our Lord had to be hung on a cross to condemn sin. I actually read a comment on this passage at one time, and somebody said, see, Jeremiah prayed that way, but Jesus prayed just the opposite. No, he didn't. He prayed just the opposite. Just because Jesus prayed for those who were persecuting him, the reason that he did that was to show us and to try his best to get the vengeance that was ultimately going to be leveled upon them to be either put in abeyance until they could come to the faith, until they repented and changed, or that our Lord would be merciful as long as it may take for some people. Our Lord doesn't pray the opposite of Jeremiah. He prays the same prayer, just in a different way, because our Lord knew above everybody that vengeance was going to come. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It's a given. It's going to happen. This message of confrontation is to try to help people. It is trying to get them to repent so that they are not subject of God's vengeance. A vengeance is coming. We got to do our best to try to prevent that for people. If we had any charity toward them at all, that would be, we would be very, very direct with the message that our Lord was direct with us. It is the message of the gospel. But be assured that when you present this message, there will be many who desire to ignore it. There will be many who want you to shut up. And there will be many who try to strike. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.